Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
40 minutes away from Second Chance Santa, Kid Nation. All the details are at KidNation.com. Basically, you're going to tell us what you asked for and what you actually got. That's what we're asking.
Yeah.
We got a couple here. For example, Second Chance Santa, you know, letters that we received. I wanted a divorce, but I got a new comforter set instead.
Oh, no.
Please don't say my name.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez. I wanted a divorce.
Jeez, bro.
Jeez.
Every year, it's the same wish to have someone special to spend the holidays with.
Uh-huh.
So this year, my wonderful sister surprised me with a grow-a-boyfriend bath bomb. And as the box claims, includes everything you need inside. Santa, aren't you listening? Oh, I don't know if we can find you a man's, though.
I think this week I read somewhere it's supposed to be First Date Friday. Like, the most people that have hooked
up. It was
up.
Saddle Up Sunday yesterday, Al.
Saddle Up Sunday.
Saddle Up Sunday.
Shout out.
The alliteration is rolling in 2019.
That's what they said, because everybody, New Year's resolutions.
To find a mate or
to
whatever.
Find somebody. Yeah. So online dating, Saddle Up Sunday was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Not too late for you if you didn't take part.
Of course.
Yeah. But more people are on right now. The pickings are...
Yeah.
Varied and plentiful.
So get out there and also let us know what you wanted. Second Chance Santa coming up in 40 minutes. I should have written in because we had some drama for Christmas.
Yeah.
My daughter, Kelly, you know this.
How old is she?
She's 5 years old. Okay. Chloe, the only thing she asked for when I said, what do you want for Christmas, was this LOL dollhouse, wooden dollhouse.
Okay.
And I knew that was going to be a hot item. So we hit up Santa because she asked Santa for the dollhouse. And we said, hey, Santa. You might want to get on this early.
Yeah.
So you don't have to bring her something that she doesn't want, and then she has to write Second Chance Santa.
Is this a dollhouse that, help me out, that's actually life-size? You can go in or whatever?
No, you can't go in, but it's pretty big, okay. And you play with these little LOL dolls that these girls like.
Gotcha.
And so Santa brought it. It was there on Christmas. Yeah, he actually got one, which was great.
Nice.
So Chloe right away says, hey, Papa, can you put that together for me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Santa
what I was...
didn't assemble it?
No, we told Santa Daddy would take care of it, you know?
That was
okay.
Mighty nice of you.
Because I know the elves are really busy during the holiday season, so I said, look, bro, just look, do your thing, and I got this. I'll put it together. So she asked me to put it together, and I start putting it together, and she's super excited. I get halfway done with this dollhouse.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where it's tough to assemble because it shows you pictures, no words. So I'm halfway done, and it says you need this part to go with this part, but I couldn't find the J part or the H part.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have an H part, so I look at all the parts, and it says you're supposed to have one H and one J and one I and all that. And I have two J's. So I realized that the elves might have accidentally given me two J's instead of the H, which devastated my daughter.
Oh, no.
Because she couldn't play with the dollhouse. I needed this part to put it together. I couldn't. So we had to wait an entire day to go to the store because Santa was nice enough to give us a gift receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And the store didn't have any because, of course, this thing was sold out.
Oh, no.
So she finally got it for Dia de los Reyes, which was yesterday. About yesterday. She finally got it.
2 weeks, huh?
She had to wait about 2 weeks to get it before that. So we had some drama from Santa. So I almost wrote Second Chance Santa. Thanks, LOL. Also, the JoJo Siwa bath soap that we bought her gave her a rash.
Oh, man.
We struck out with everything. We really did.
Well, you need Second Chance Santa.
Yeah, man. Jenna, you didn't strike out, though, this holiday season.
Yeah. I have been gone for a while. I did a tour to Mexico.
Shout out.
I already had a couple things planned, you know, a while back. Actually, I took my mom to Mexico, her first trip to Mexico. I took Candy to Cabo.
Oh, nice.
We had a wonderful mother-daughter trip with a 15-hour travel day home. We were one of those, you know, those plane horror stories where people get stuck on a tarmac for like 5 hours. That was us.
Wait, were you actually in Mexico on Christmas Day?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Actually really cool.
Yeah.
Santa and... Mexican Santa and
Santa.
His elves came on Harleys to the hotel.
Oh, nice.
It was really cool. Yeah, so we did that, and then I went to Tulum to visit a girlfriend who lives there. And then the thing is, before break, the last couple weeks of work, actually, in the month of December, I started going out with someone.
You started going on dates with a dude?
Yeah, like more than one date.
Yeah.
So your mom came home. and you're still there, right?
Yeah, okay. But I say all that just because...
Mom's a third wheel, Al.
Yeah. Candy came.
Beat it, Candy.
Well, Candy went home after that trip.
I took her home,
and then I flew to... Yeah, then I flew to visit her girlfriend. All this had already been planned for months.
Okay.
Yeah. But a last-minute addition was after I started seeing this guy. He is actually from Mexico.
Oh. What part of Mexico?
Mexico City.
Where I'm from?
Yes.
Oh.
So
did you meet my tia?
Since I was there, and we had been going out, and things were going really well, he was like, you know, it's kind of spontaneous, but what if you came to visit me in Mexico City? I'm like, sure, in. I love it. I mean, I love the idea of, you know.
Yeah.
You were talking to me last year about wanting to piggyback with me and my wife when we were, because we're supposed to go visit my family this year for Thanksgiving. And Jenna was like, can I come along with you guys? I wanted to go, but he...
Yeah.
It was perfect time.
I've always wanted to go to Mexico City because as a typical American tourist, I've been to Mexico a ton, but I only have been to beach destinations.
Yeah,
and
right.
So I've always wanted to go to Mexico City. I've always wanted to go to San Miguel. I've always wanted to go all these, you know, inland places. And it was just a really good opportunity to do it. And I like him. And I really like him now.
So you met the familia?
Well, so this is what's interesting. So he's from there, and you know, and he had been staying with family. And we stayed in a hotel. Obviously, I'm telling my girlfriends, am I going to meet his parents? I mean,
of course you are.
We've been seeing each other for like a month. Am I going to see his parents? Is this a culture thing? You know, like, I don't know a lot about the Mexican culture. Like, I know the family's really close. He's super close with his family. And so, which is great. And they're wonderful. But I'm like, it's new, you know, it's a new thing. So I wasn't really sure how that was going to play out. I definitely met the family.
You did.
Oh.
Did the mom walk up to you and go, "Hi, Jenna," and give you a hug?
No, it was
Jenna.
Jenna.
No.
No, they say Jenna?
Yeah, they say Jenna.
He accidentally called her Gina.
He called her Gina, yeah.
Gina?
That was an accident. That's a joke, yeah.
No. Yeah. I can't understand this language at all. Y'all keep changing the rules.
It's so hard for me, too, because I have a little bit of Spanish, and obviously being around him more, you know, I need to learn more Spanish. I want to. It's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
But being around an entire family, you know, and the, you know, the wives, boyfriends, whatever,
everybody.
You know, everyone that's around, they're all just and I'm just sitting there and I feel like I don't have anything to contribute. I'm a new girlfriend or whatever. And then even worse, him and I the day before had gone and gotten tattoos.
Oh my.
You guys went and got matching tattoos.
No, we did not get matching tattoos.
Oh, okay.
We did not get matching tattoos. Okay. He had always wanted a tattoo. He doesn't have one. I have three. And you know, JC, we have been talking about getting another one. So I kind of had something in mind. I was going to get a fittish F, the logo of my business.
Uh-huh.
And I've been thinking about it for a little bit because business has been really great for me. And I kind of had this number in my head. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get a tattoo. Da, 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 da.
Okay.
Well, the F happens to be his first initial.
Oh,
so the family thinks that I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah, you are. Well, let's be honest. Maybe just a little.
So the Mexican tradition of the king's cake.
Yeah.
So we actually went to the house to cut the cake.
Yeah.
And for King's Day. And so I get the knife second. So they're like, you know, Jenna, and they hand me the knife. And so I go to cut a piece of the cake.
The mom said, cut right here.
Yeah. I get the baby.
Yeah, she did.
I ate the baby and the cake.
You ate it?
That means one bit into the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means I have to, you know, that's usually a sign
there's two traditions.
There's two traditions. I mean, there's two things behind it. It's sometimes in culture, it means wealth, but in this situation, apparently, it means like you're going to
have a baby.
Well, you're raising your eggs. I mean, this is just like.
And then you have to bring food to the family next month.
Sometimes, I told Jenna, sometimes Mexican moms, when they really like the girlfriend, they'll make sure that the girl they bring over gets the baby.
Oh.
Because in some families, you either have to bring tamales within a week, which is what Jenna's boy's family does, or sometimes. You have to bring it next year. You bring the cake.
Oh.
Or an actual baby.
Yeah
I'm supposed to bring tamales on February 2nd or something like that.
So you're going
to
make
it? But I will say it went great.
Uh-huh.
And
how long did you spend there with him and the family? How long period of time, days?
I was there. I was with him for 5 days, but I spent a night with the family.
Well, February 2nd is a Saturday, so I guess you could do a quick weekend trip.
I have to say, though, Mexico City was one of my favorite places I've ever been. I absolutely loved it. It obviously helped to have a local guide me around, you know, or I would have been a little more lost there. But I loved it, JC. I love where you're from. I did everything. I mean, we walked everywhere, every neighborhood. I went to museums. I did artsy stuff. He took me to the ballet, which was at a castle outside.
You went to a ballet?
So romantic. Yeah. He was like, do you like ballet? And I was like, I'd love to park my car close. He was like, no, the ballet.
Ballet, yes.
Yeah, he has a super thick accent, so that's great.
How do you say ballet in Spanish, JC?
Ballet.
Ballet. It sounds like the ballet.
Vale?
But it's Gina.
No, he was joking.
Gina.
He went to Xochimilco.
Xochimilco, yes.
That's
loved
a really
it.
Colorful place. There's a bunch of boats and food's delicious out there.
Yeah, I have a bunch of Instagram stories up. But that's so cool. You get on these colorful boats and go down this river and people come up and they're cooking corn and they're cooking quesadillas and they're the mariachi bands. You pay them to get on and sing a song and they get on your boat. So it seems like a really... It wasn't as touristy as I thought it would be. There are actually a lot of locals. They do it for birthday parties and things like that. So that was... awesome. Just very cool, different experience for me. So I highly recommend it. It was a beautiful place. I loved it. I can't wait to go back.
So what's the status of this relationship right now?
Yeah.
I definitely have a boyfriend.
Whoa!
Yeah.
It's official?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Because it's Instagram official, right? You posted a picture?
I mean, No.
No, you didn't. Okay, good.
No.
So it's not Instagram official.
But it's official. You just heard it.
I posted a story on Fittish. But yeah, it's new.
Yeah.
And people drive me nuts on social media, so I'm kind of opposed to posting that right now.
Jenna sent me a picture of them having fun. I thought she was hanging out with my cousin.
Oh.
He looks just like my cousin.
Really?
Like, I thought it was my cousin, Enrique.
You know what? I will say something that made me like this guy so much right off the bat. And maybe I'm just, you know, not used to this sort of thing or have made too many concessions in dating. He took me to the airport and obviously with all the airport travel I've had, took me to the airport, parked, walked me in, checked me in, waited for me to go through security. Yesterday,
gentlemen,
he did not come back with me. He has a meeting still. He has business in Mexico City. Took me to the airport in an Uber. The Uber waited, came in with me. Checked me in, went and sat in the lounge with me until it was time for me to board my flight, and then left. And I was like, man, who does this? I love
Get your
it.
Latino girl. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I love it. I all love right. it. JC, why didn't you tell me this earlier? Are all Latin men this way?
I stopped doing it when I got married.
I don't think that's a Latin culture thing.
What?
That's more of a man thing.
Stop doing things we stopped doing when we did.
Anyway.
What did your husband used to do before you got married?
Yeah.
I saw her go into the airport. She's fine.
Super great in that way. Super chivalrous. I love it.
Yeah.
So really nice. Like romantic and nice.
So Jenna got a boyfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Super exciting trip right there.
Yeah.
Let me see the tattoo, though.
Oh, what was I thinking, huh?
Right on the forearm. Look at that thing.
Oh, look at that F.
Finish.
Look at that F. Now his whole family thinks it's for him.
Yeah.
I was like, no, it's my business, but I didn't even know how to say it. And he's just letting them think that it's that, of course.
Now we gotta give him a F nickname.
Yeah. Let's call him F.
Elefe.
Efe.
Like Efe, but Efe. Elefe.
Efe.
Friend, boyfriendish now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boyfriendish? Well, go ahead and congratulate Jenna all you want on her Instagram, Jenna page. Mine is JSI5. We got Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mac 19 is his.
Yep.
You can find all those at KidNation.com. And we'll get into what Big Al Mac got into. You had a couple dates?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and go with that.
Are you official?
No,
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back from vacation. Now we just talked to Jenna, who traveled. She went to Mexico, all over Mexico. She was in Tulum, Mexico City.
I'm going to move there one day and leave y'all.
Cabo.
I love it. I love Mexico so much.
You're everywhere now. And she's officially off the market, fellas. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We announced that for you today. She gone. Now, I don't know if the girl that I encountered over the break, because I stayed here. I stayed local.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to be a dad, build stuff, do things, hang out with the kids, which I did. But I did realize that one of my New Year's resolutions is going to be, and I'm sorry, ladies, I don't think I can hold the door open for you anymore.
No. No, I love it. Please.
I don't know if I can do it. My wife is, I think, the only one that's going to get that treatment, and Kelly and Jenna.
Yes,
why?
Because I'm afraid now.
Wow.
I had an encounter.
Oh, someone bit your face off?
Almost.
Oh, man, I hate when women ruin it for the rest of us.
Kelly, I think I ran into the girl Jenna played soccer against.
What? You can't handle it?
Yeah, that girl.
Was her.
That girl.
That was me being her.
I was exiting a store.
Uh-huh.
And it had those two sets of doors to where you open the door and you move, and then there's another set of doors.
Yeah.
So while I was exiting, Kelly was still inside. I just wanted to go get some fresh air because, you know, kids get annoying.
You're a guy.
And so I'm walking out. And as I'm walking and I let go of the door, I notice there's a girl walking up and she's got a bag. And I'm like, oh, crap. So I try to do the whole, because I'm already grabbing the next door. I try to grab with my right foot.
Yeah.
You know, just
effort, man.
I'm putting effort. And she's not looking extremely happy, but she comes by and she tanks right through that door as my leg is sticking out there and hits my shin. My shin got destroyed. But my bad. I should have been a gentleman, should have noticed the lady was coming up behind me. So I didn't say anything. I was like, ooh. Yeah. But I still grabbed the door.
Yeah.
And I held it open for her. And she just walked by.
Ooh.
Not a thank you. Not an acknowledgement, not a nod, nothing. Just walked by. And now my shin's hurting because it's throbbing.
Yeah, you got an injury.
So now I got, now it's attitude, JC. So I said, you're welcome.
Uh-oh.
And she said?
I've done that.
Well, Kelly?
I've done that too.
She turned around, and if I were writing this story and you know, with using words, it'd be in all caps. You think holding a door is going to get you a girl? That's the first thing that came out of her mouth.
What?
You think I'm going to drop everything I'm doing and talk to you because you think you deserve to talk to me? And
what?
I said, no, just looking for a simple thank you. Because I noticed this girl was fired up, and I was like, okay, I don't want none of this. So I said, I just wanted to thank you.
Yeah, hi, I'm married, thanks.
So I start walking away, and another lady walks up in her 60s as she's walking out, and she says, is everything okay? And the girl goes, this guy is bothering me.
What?
And hitting on me.
What?
And I go, so I turned around.
Was she hot?
She was actually pretty, yeah.
Okay.
I'll give her that.
Okay, so she was pretty with a chip on her shoulder.
Yeah, she was a pretty girl. I'll give her that. She was a pretty girl.
There's nothing worse than a pretty girl with an attitude.
I know that's right.
It makes her so much less pretty.
So I was limping away because my shin hurt. And I turn around and I give her the, are you serious look? Is this for reals? So the lady gives me the disappointment look, the older lady.
Because she believes the woman.
She believes the woman, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, I held the door open and I said, you're welcome, that's all. And so the lady looks at me and her and she goes, honey, I think he was just trying to be nice. He's not hitting on you. I'm like, oh, okay. So I don't have two women coming after me right now.
Right.
And then the girl goes, oh my God, bye. And she calls me an F word.
What?
Yeah. And I'm just standing there. The lady, the other lady gives the whoa look. This girl starts walking down. I just look at the lady. I was like, I held the door open.
Right.
That's all I did. At this point.
You should have said, thank you for giving me a story for the Kid Craddock Morning Show, which is nationally syndicated.
Oh, man.
Because I am JC Chavez, the host. So, that's what you should have said.
Right?
So you should have said.
So Kenzie's walking out at this point. She's super happy because she's walking out with Max, right? She's got the kids.
Everyone comes back here. Yeah, that's what was hitting them.
Everything's going good. And so Kenzie, we tell her the story of what went down, and Kenzie's first response was, you think I could have taken her?
Yeah.
She's going to help.
Of course. I'm surprised Kenzie didn't drop the bags. Like, where is she?
Yeah, she almost did. And the lady and I at the same time looked at Kenzie and we were like, no.
Oh, yeah.
Nah,
right.
This girl could fight.
You're a linebacker.
So we ended up, by chance.
Maybe that's it. Maybe she was on steroids and it was making her unusually angry.
We saw the girl the very next day.
Oh.
Kenzie and I saw her. And I was like, that's
Small
the girl.
World.
I'm pointing out. I'm like, that's the girl.
What do you do? Don't open the door.
And as soon as I said that, Al, I was like, oh, no, I shouldn't have told Kenzie because she's going to walk up to that girl. Now we're going to have
Where
issues.
Are you when you saw the girl? Like the next day?
I don't want to.
At a store?
Yeah, it's another store, but it's somewhere we frequent a lot, so I don't know.
Okay, all right.
So Kenzie sees her, and I'm like, oh, crap, I shouldn't have said that. And she looks at her, and she goes, oh, yeah, you're right, I couldn't have taken
her. Oh, she's like a beast.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
She's just athletic girl, man. She's just about almost 6 foot, probably.
And here's the thing, JC.
So you couldn't have taken her.
I was just talking to my husband about this last night. It's really hard not to take things personally. It made me think of that book again, The Four Agreements. If it hadn't been, you took it personally when she attacked you, right? It would have been any guy that held the door open for her.
Yeah,
she would have lashed out.
She's mad,
know?
Obviously. And normally, she could have been dumped yesterday. Who
you
knows?
You never know what she just came out of.
Exactly.
Maybe some guy, was just cruel to her, and you're just the next person that happened to be in her path.
And look,
if you would have held that door for her open the next day, maybe it would have been,
no different.
Incident. You never know.
And this is not the first time, nor the last time, that a girl's not going to say thank you when a guy holds the door.
Right.
But it's not going to be. I think it's just the fact that my shin got destroyed.
That insult injury.
It just gave me that. You know when you get hurt, when you stub your toe, and you're like, ooh, I want to fight you counter.
Yes.
But you can't, because it's a counter.
Right.
That, I think that's why I said that you're welcome.
It drives me crazy, and I'm trying to get better about it because I've lived alone for so long. I've been single the majority of my life, and so when I start to date someone now that's chivalrous and he goes to open a door and I start to walk around to the other door, you know, like I think he's getting in one side, now I'm training myself to be more...
Accepting.
I don't know. I think there's something about women that you feel like we're so independent. I can do anything for myself, but it's so nice
at
when you have
cost?
Someone. Yeah, you have someone do something. You have to let them do that.
Let
it's
a man.
So great.
That's what I've had to learn for myself. Is like even if somebody Al or JC or anybody says, "Let me get that for you." No, I got it. Don't do that, ladies.
It makes us feel lonely.
Let them get it.
Now I don't even try and open a can. I'm like, here.
Yeah. Jenna, stand there.
No, I'm not going to open like some little like thing of jelly, and I'm like, here. Yeah.
Now, you know, Jenna lives alone, so sometimes she has to stand in front of the window and wait for a guy to walk by with her can.
If I pick her up today, she'll stand right up there at the passenger side door and just stand there. She won't even reach for the handle.
Yeah.
But that's cool, you know. She's a woman. That's my sister. I'll open the door for her.
Now, from the text, you made the first aggressive comment, which made her feel threatened and lashed out. Maybe my thank you. You're welcome.
I just said, you're welcome. That's not aggressive. That's like saying, telling someone in a very nice way, you need to have some manners.
It's a little snarky, but, you know, it wasn't aggressive.
I could have said, ouch, my shin. Would have been another good one that I was thinking about, but I didn't say that one.
So. It's hard, but don't let one person ruin it for everybody. You still got to go ahead and open those doors.
I will. Mama taught me, right?
Yeah.
You can carry my bag any day.
Yeah. I have that in my Bumble profile. I'll open the door for you.
You do?
Yeah.
Speaking of Bumble profiles, how's the dating life going?
Well, it's going okay. Yeah. You know, I had one, a couple over the holiday.
Oh, for real?
And one kind of turned into maybe two or three. And and we ended up hanging out a little bit. You know, she was childless for a couple of weeks, so, you know.
So she's a mama?
Yeah, she's got a gaggle.
Okay.
A gaggle of kids?
How many is that?
Three?
yes, I think so.
Okay.
So, but we ended up hanging out a little bit, and she is a fan of radio, but not our radio.
That's okay.
Which is okay. So she was mentioning who she actually listens to, which who's a friend of mine.
Oh, it is?
And here's the thing, like, she's a fan of a segment that they do on this one show that we don't do.
You know, okay. It's fake.
Yes.
You got to tell her.
Did you tell her?
I couldn't.
You have to. Whenever anyone tells me they like something and I know it's fake, I tell them it's fake.
Maybe you'll get a second chance to tell her.
You don't want to disappoint them because it gives it so much joy.
What am I going to get out of that? Nothing.
Right, exactly.
I don't know, educating someone.
It doesn't make your day better.
It's not going to make
it makes her day, she worse. Suddenly feels stupid.
It's going to make her feel bad.
You have to really think about that stuff.
She called me and said, listen to blah, blah, blah. It's on right now. I'm like, okay, you know, I didn't have a heart. I didn't have a heart because it brings her so much joy. So you didn't have
the heart now. Because you still, you know, you're into it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're into it, but there's no point in me telling her that something that she loves is fake. Yeah. There's no point in that.
That's good.
So anyway.
I respect that, Al.
Yeah. So we spent, I guess we went out three or four or five times, something like that.
Wait, I'm sorry. It went from one to two to three to five?
That's almost official, isn't it?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Well, actually, I got her a nickel.
Awesome.
Oh, man. No.
That's pretty good, though, Al.
We're good.
Five?
We're good. Yeah.
Five dates?
And, but then, you know. You
have one?
But now the kids are back.
Yeah. So?
So, you know.
Daddy Matt?
And she lives kind of far. I don't know.
You got to work on that geography stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You still thinking about moving all the way out by the bar?
Okay. I looked over the holiday, and I found one. I'm going to go look at it, I think, again today. Oh, no.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, probably will.
Does it make you further or closer to her?
Further.
Al.
Way further. way.
Don't leave us, Al.
Well, I mean, I'll still be here. Oh, you'll see me the exact same number of hours every day.
Yeah, it's not making a difference in my life, so you do your thing.
Don't leave me being the only one that actually lives in the main city.
Oh, sorry, Jess.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I want you to move up to the burbs. Yeah. That's what I want you to do.
Come on. He is moving to the burbs, just the opposite.
Yeah, the opposite burbs.
Yeah.
The opposite. Is that south?
Yes.
Yeah.
South.
We're north. Jenna's staying in the city.
Brothers always have
always
for
the time.
The
city.
For the time being.
Yeah, Tom in Mexico City.
Yeah, Mexico City. Like say bye, Mexico. All right, Kid Nation. Hey, maybe you didn't get the present you wanted. We asked you. Tell us what you asked for and what you actually received. And Second Chance Santa might just make it right for you. We're going to make that happen for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
With the number one selection of the 2019 Girlfriend Draft, the Latinos have selected Jenna Owens. from the text, Jenna's boyfriend announcement has been the biggest news this morning with all my Latino friends. #. Future misses.
Thank you for welcoming me. I have my work cut out for me. I need to learn something.
Bienvenidos.
Kinsey already, my wife already texted me and she's like, I'm so excited Jenna's in my club. White girl trying to learn English. I mean, Spanish.
Yeah, right.
Which is pretty awesome. Yeah. So Jenna talked about that this morning. But right now, Kid Nation, it's time for Second Chance Santa. You know, sometimes you ask for something and you don't actually receive that on Christmas Day. It's happened to everyone.
Oh, sure.
Everyone's had that. You ask for that special toy, and then you get this knockoff toy, and you're like, oh, thanks, Mom.
So hard to mask your disappointment.
It is hard.
Oh, Thank you.
But we all have to act like we love the gift, right? Because we don't want to hurt our loved one's feelings.
Nah, kids don't care.
Kids don't care. Some kids do. Some kids will try to play it off. That's why we decided to bring in Second Chance Santa to help you out with that predicament you might be in. Nick, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great now. Hopefully your Christmas went well. Now, I know you're writing us, and you wrote us because one little part of it didn't go so hot.
Yeah.
All right, man. But otherwise, the holidays were awesome, right?
Otherwise, holidays were awesome, yes.
Good. That's what I like to hear. So, Nick, what was it that you asked for?
So, what I asked for, it's called a tilt hydrometer. Basically, I'm a home brewer. And this little tool will help me really dial in my beer so I'm really consistent with it and everything. And I really, really wanted one.
How much does one of these babies cost?
Anywhere from like $100, $150.
Oh, okay.
Tilt hydrometer. Yeah, okay, good. Good to know.
Yeah.
Now that we're in the beard club.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, since you didn't get this tilt hydrometer, what did you end up getting?
So, I got something that... apparently, they thought was just as good. It was a 1,000-piece puzzle of beer.
So, I love puzzles.
What?
What's 1,000 pieces?
I love puzzles.
He ain't gonna put that together.
But Kelly, when you're looking for something, you know that you're gonna use for your craft,
that puzzle's not gonna get Nick's beard on point.
But it'll give you hours of fun. No.
Oh, man. A puzzle's a side gift.
Hours of fun.
Yeah. A puzzle's like an extra gift.
It's beer.
Yeah.
Beer.
Yeah.
It's a beard.
It's a beer puzzle.
Beer puzzle.
Yeah, beer puzzle.
So it's going to make him thirsty, but he still doesn't get to drink any beer.
A picture of the stuff that he can't make because he doesn't have a hydrometer. Oh,
Nick, I am so sorry that happened to you. How long is your beard right now, by the way?
How long is my current beard? It's not very long. I keep it relatively trim.
Okay. That's why you need the hydrometer. Yeah. Well, you know what?
Exactly.
Nick? Second Chance Santa is here to tell you.
It's beer, not beard.
Oh, it's a hydrometer? Tilt hydrometer?
It makes beer.
Oh!
You keep going with beard.
It's
beer.
He grows.
He's trying to make beer. Not trying to make a beard.
He just happens to have a beard.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm misunderstanding the whole thing. Nick, thank you for going along with it, though, bro.
Yeah.
Nick over here could have made me look like an idiot.
He's about to get some.
Yeah. I was trying to. I was like, he keeps going beard. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Anyways, whatever this tilt hydrometer is, you're going to get one of those, Nick. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
But I'll take that puzzle off your hands if you really don't want it.
You'll be brewing beer.
I will gladly exchange that with you.
You'll be brewing beer and making a full beard before you know it.
Exactly.
That's obviously like a tilt thing and put it up your face or something.
It's water.
I don't know. I don't know. Hydro in there. I don't know what you need all that, but that's cool. I didn't know they existed. Now I know it's for beer. B-E-E-R.
Yeah. Correct, yes. Although I think you've given me the new name for my next beer. It's going to have to be the Beard Beer.
You should name it that.
Beard Beer.
Since it came out of the show in my dumbness. Yeah. Hey, Nick, can we have some of that beer when you finally do get it together?
Most assuredly. You can come over and help me make it.
Sounds good. Sounds
good. All right.
Good.
I can't wait.
I'd rather you make it and then you just bring it
over. Yeah, just bring the bottle. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, we can do that, too.
Everybody in the office is laughing at me right now. I just have beard in the.
Well, you did
it
like three or four times. Yeah. I'm trying to let it go, dog. I'm not a big corrector.
Yeah. No, you should. At that point, when I said it four times, beer.
Yes.
All right. So there goes Nick with his tilt hydrometer.
Hydrometer.
So he can make beer.
And I'm getting a new puzzle.
So excited. Hold on for us, Nick. We'll get you all set.
Hang on, buddy.
See, that's when I realized I'm not very manly, and I don't know what a tilt hydrometer is.
I didn't know what a tilt hydrometer was.
Well, I didn't either, but I was like,
It's got hydro. Well, when, so
he
got water.
When he said hydro, he said home grower. I was like, we're about to give him some pot contraptions.
That's tomorrow.
Like, is this okay?
That's on weed Wednesday, Joe.
All those words, yeah.
By the way, my bad for confusing a lot of people.
That's okay.
If you didn't notice, I did have an accident with my beard.
An accident?
Yeah.
Like it's gone?
It's gone. I tried to trim it because I didn't want to spend the money on it.
Oh, it's so patchy. What'd you do?
It turns out, spend the money on trimming.
Well, you know what you need, sir? You what? Need a tilt hydrometer.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have some good news and some bad news, Kid Nation.
There's no bad news, JC.
Don't label it. Just label it news.
No news.
There's been a breakup.
There's no news.
The good news is the girl Big Al Mac went on a date. Big Al Mac went on a date on. Does
not
listen?
Not just one. Like
five.
One, two, three, four, five. We're not really sure.
He told us that she doesn't really listen to the show. Good news is she listens.
She likes another show.
That's what happens after somebody goes out with you. They're curious.
Bad news is she listened to the show.
It is so true. Because here I am thinking, I was like, my new one's definitely not listening because he's in Mexico. He's definitely listening.
Oh, yeah.
And
listen online.
Why y'all gotta
Yo,
listen?
Yo, compadre, ¿cómo estás?
Why you gotta listen?
Yeah. All the way
what happened
next.
Now?
She just texted. Love letters.
She hit you up? No, we're not love doing that right letters. Now, sir.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we're here to talk about what is going on in your life.
I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Well, congratulations to our boy Nick who got that tilt hydrometer, which I learned has nothing to do with beards. More to do with beer.
Beer making.
The drinking
beer.
Stuff. Yeah. You know, you learn something every day. We got this text, though, from a Kid Nation member that says, my 13-year-old just said, I asked for a Pokemon game for the Switch.
Yeah.
And I got an iPhone XR.
It's a 10R, JC.
Yeah. 10S. 10R. Yeah. 10. The 10R. Purely joking. He's super, super grateful. But you can let us know what you did ask Santa for. And if he did not bring it to you this Christmas, second chance Santa will hook you up.
I think candy. My mom candy.
Yeah.
It's trying to dupe me. She lost her phone.
Oh, because she wants a new one?
I think that's what you do when you want a new one, right?
We'll play candy.
So
we know
what? You can have mine. I'll get a new one.
You get the hand-me-down. That's what's going on.
You still holding court with your iPhone, too?
Oh, yeah, bro.
How's it working?
Good. I dropped it 3 times. Still no cracks.
Yeah.
This thing is the Iron Man of phones. I think
crazy.
I got the one.
You look good in all the photos, though. It's so low quality.
I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives you that. You guys are getting the apps to make it look like that.
Like a vintage filter.
I got it set up. It's already
so
it comes
outdated.
With my phone right there. But my son actually asked for that Pokemon game from Santa. He got it.
Yeah.
Played it for about an hour and hasn't played it since.
That was it?
Yeah, nah. But I did get to hang out with my son quite a bit over the break. And he's at that age, because he's 7, where he says really funny random stuff when we're in the car or when we're sitting on the couch. He'll remember something he saw.
Yeah.
And so now what I have is I have my voice memos ready to go. So whenever he says something funny, I just pop that open and I'm like, wait, well, what'd you say, bro? So I'm bringing you my top 3 case and quotes of my vacation.
Awesome.
Yeah. Here's. Hold number on. Three. I gotta hit my number 3.
Okay.
Number 3.
Yeah, there you go. So this one happened after he saw a commercial, and my son decided to ask me this.
Hey, Papa, why don't you go to La Fitness?
Why?
Because you're Mexican.
Why don't you go to La Fitness?
La Fitness.
And I said, I thought he was telling me a joke. I was like, why? He goes, because you're Mexican. I realized he was talking about LA Fitness.
Yes. Oh, he has jokes.
He's got jokes. No, he was being on it. He really thought it was a gym for Mexican people. La Fitness.
Oh.
He really thought that.
La Fitness.
I know that fitness is masculine, so it's L Fitness.
Exactly, Kelly. That's what I had to tell him.
Number 2.
Now, we were playing a game of Would You Rather. That's his new favorite game.
Okay.
And he likes to make up his own questions. Al, you can play along and you can answer and see if we match answers.
Mm. Would you rather go to church naked or would you rather see a random naked lady?
That's a tough one. Would you rather have to go to church naked or see a random naked woman?
I'm going to go ahead and vote for a random naked lady.
That's what I went with, and he was distraught. He didn't understand why. That's too crazy.
Because you're married to his mother.
You should have recorded that reaction.
Yeah, right? Like, what's up, bro?
Okay.
And my favorite.
Number 1.
My son already has plans for the future.
Oh, good.
Oh, he does, you guys.
Mm. And Kason, you want to become a movie director one day?
Yeah.
What's the movie you want to make called?
Horror, Horror, Come to Me.
All right. What kind of movie is this?
My.
a scary movie.
Oh, a scary
rated
movie.
Rated R. It's okay. Rated R.
My bad, bro. I was thinking another rating.
Oh. Thanks.
Horror. I thought he said it just fine.
Horror. Horror.
What he said,
horror.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What was the title of that?
Horror. Horror.
Okay, come to me.
Yeah. Okay, so you want to become a movie director one day?
Yeah.
What's the movie you want to make called?
Horror. Horror. Come to me.
Yeah.
That sounds thrilling.
I'd see it.
I would see it too. So be on the lookout for my son's film coming up in a few years.
You need to encourage his dreams.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Buy him a little camera.
I'm gonna be a guest dad. If you, as long as you're gonna try to do something and you're gonna put effort, do it.
I can't wait to see that one.
Even if, yeah, it's gonna be great, Jenna. You could star in it if you want. What? All right, Kid Nation.
Jason can direct his first death scene.
Yeah.
Because you always want to die in a horror movie.
Jenna, love it. Jenna did that, yeah. All right, coming up next, we do have our first love letters to Kelly of the year. Big Al Mack, do you have a good one for us?
Yes, I have one that's it's very unusual. I can say that. Yeah. I've never seen this in the years that we've been doing love letters.
Kelly's going to be so mad at you.
Not out the gate.
All right, we'll see what we can do to help these relationships or what Kelly, our love expert, can do next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Not only are we back from that break, we're back from vacation.
Yeah, buddy.
First show of 2019. And we're excited. We're rested, I think. Most of us got some good rest.
Mm-hmm.
Except Jenna, she was traveling a lot.
I slept in until maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
I know, it's Central. So hard to sleep in with how early we get out.
Oh, I made myself sleep till at least 8.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Even if I woke up, I would lay there. Just because I could.
For some stupid reason, I kept my alarm clock on my phone at 3:20 or whatever time.
Yeah.
Every day.
You didn't turn it off?
Nope.
Just because it felt good to turn over and go, not today.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
No
not really
way.
No rhyme or reason for it, but I didn't turn it off.
You get some good rest, Kelly?
Slept a lot.
You were sick, so you did, yeah.
Man. Yeah, we slept a couple days completely away.
Yeah.
It was like a waste, you know. We had this list of things we wanted to do. Nothing. Nothing on the list got done.
Nah. But
that's what happens.
It's all good, though.
You ever have those days where you have like 15 things on your to-do list, and you do like two of them?
Yep.
But you do other stuff. I wanted to just add the stuff to my list and scratch it off. It's just so frustrating.
I do that at the end of the day. I write down the things I did.
And then, so then
it's
off.
Good for your morale.
Sure.
Yeah.
Make you feel right. But if you're having any issues in your relationship, we have our love expert here. This is the longest running segment on the show.
Wow.
That's why we have an expert on it. Because, you know, we've been doing it for a while, so she knows what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Do as she says, not as she does. But now do as she does as well, because now she's in a happy marriage. So
there
do
you
both. Do everything.
It's not, do everything.
Do everything Kelly tells you to do.
Do what Kelly says and does.
Exactly. Oh, it's time for Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a 30-year-old single mother. Since having my son, I've only been in a relationship with one man. He had kids of his own already, so he saw firsthand how a woman's body changes through the pregnancy, so I never felt insecure about the way I looked with him. Unfortunately, that relationship didn't work out. Fast forward to today, I've met a man who seems really great. Not only is he super funny and sweet, but he's very attractive, like almost intimidatingly attractive.
Wow.
Now I've become a bit insecure about how my body looks. I'm in the best shape of my life, but after having my son, I was left with a ton of stretch marks, and those creams don't work, FYI.
I know.
This new guy has no kids, so he hasn't experienced what a woman goes through. Should I bring up my concern with a chance of sounding insecure? I know confidence is sexy. I just can't help but feel a little worried about what he's going to think.
No,
Mandy.
Don't bring it up, Mandy. The confidence is secure, and the things you think that are like big glaring, you know, shining spotlights on these flaws in your body, they truly don't see it.
Right.
I mean, that's been my experience. And that if a man loves you, he loves every ounce of you, and he loves all the squishy parts, and he loves something to hold.
Yeah.
I mean, I have found in my experience, there's like you just said it to yourself, there's nothing less sexy than a woman calling out her flaws. When I do it, my husband calls me on the carpet for it, and it really upsets him. And some, you know, and so I have to just learn. And love it. You know, if the more you love your body, he's going to love it even more. So don't even bring it up. Don't bring up your insecurities.
Mm-mm.
Just let him love on you.
Big it until you feel it. Always.
And as guys, we're here to tell you, we know there are stretch marks. Everybody has them.
Men have them.
We have stretch marks.
Men have them. It happens with growth spurts. It's not always from weight. I mean, it's
no big deal.
Growing. And do you care?
No.
That's what I try to tell myself. Like, if my husband puts on a little weight, it doesn't bother me. So why would I? Why do I obsess that if I put on 5 or 10 pounds that it bothers him?
Exactly.
Truth is, it really doesn't.
Doesn't. Solid.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a longtime listener, and I unfortunately found myself writing in. I'm 26 years old. I'm married for 2 years, together with my husband for 6. I came from a terrible childhood, and I was on my own by 17. I was barely scraping by when I met my husband. He instantly took me in, introduced me to the Lord, which has been the biggest blessing. Now that I'm older and confident and finally settled into a career that I love, I can't help but to be sad about the one aspect of my relationship that's unsettling. I am not in love, nor am I attracted to my husband. I feel like I latched onto him when I was young because I was damaged, unloved, and he was there like a father figure, I never had. He's a nice guy, but there's nothing between us. He admitted to me that he's actually not in love with me either.
Aww.
I think he wanted me because I'm beautiful, and he had trouble getting women before me. What should I do? Live my life without love or attraction, or get out while I'm still young enough to find true love? Ava.
That's a tough one, Ava.
Wow.
But it sounds like he's also in the same kind of mindset that you are.
Free yourselves, right?
So it's maybe just a time just to sit down with him and say, look, we both admitted that we're not in love with each other. What we have is a great friendship. And for some people, that's enough, JC.
Yeah.
You know, some people, that's enough to have a good friend you can rely on. It's a partner in life and a companion. That's enough for some people. It's not enough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's really not enough for you, I mean, yeah, I know. My position has softened so much on divorce, till death do you part, as I've gotten older. Especially, I'm divorced and remarried.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just don't know that. I would just think that my God is someone that wants you to be happy and fulfilled in all areas of your life. And if you cannot, if you work on it together, try working on it together. See if you can fall in love with each other. But if it's just like, I mean, you're still young. And I just think that being in love is part of one of life's greatest pleasures.
Yeah.
And
you only get one life. That we don't know what happens in the afterlife, you know?
So I would sit down with your husband and just have a real heart-to-heart and just lay all your cards on the table and decide how you want to proceed. Because you can proceed together in divorce, too.
Yeah. You still be great friends.
Or
it sounds like you have that.
Maybe you could say, let's give it a try. Let's go to counseling. Let's figure if there's some techniques we can work on where we can maybe fall in love with each other. Because a lot of it's a head game, too. But, yeah, I wouldn't stay stuck if both of you are both on the same page about just...
She didn't mention any kids, so there's not going to be any damage done there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to talk to him about it. But at least, you know, she knows how he feels.
Yeah, and you're not alone. You're not the only one that feels that way in a relationship.
Yeah,
so you can feel better.
And their kids involved, that's when there's really, you talk about a mess.
Exactly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
See, now I'm worried because y'all have all been laughing about this and how mad I'm going to get.
Well, I don't know if you'll get mad, but
you're
maybe uncomfortable.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Is it about drugs?
No.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert. I want to do more laundry with my husband.
Okay.
But he only wants to do laundry on me if my lint trap is clean and free of fuzz.
With me. You meant with me.
So last year I made the commitment.
I'm sorry. Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know, bro. Alright, so
last year I made the commitment to have my lint trap professionally cleaned once a month.
Yeah, well,
That's good.
Yeah. That's fine.
Did my husband participate in laundry over the 8 months as I was paying for the service? Not more than twice. Now, I love my husband. This is not an end of the relationship kind of matter. We were busy and blah, blah, blah. The year just passed by. Just passed by with barely any laundry done, even though the bear was there. B-A-R-E. I just wanted to ask you, I just wanted to ask if it's rude for me to ask him to pay me back for the service.
Oh, that's silly.
I feel like I paid for something that I didn't get the full value
that's
of.
That's silly.
Is that wrong?
That's passive aggressive and silly.
Or should I just ask him to pay for the next year?
Bears never give up.
I want to use this service to clean my lint trap.
Okay. What that's enough of that.
What would you do from A?
Well, that's silly. That's silly to ask him to reimburse you as a married couple. I mean, that's just the silly part of it. The real root of the problem is, why aren't we connecting on that level?
Yeah, where's the love?
So if you've gone to a professional groomer, why don't you go to a professional counselor who can maybe work with you on whatever issues you have? I mean, some people just aren't as into laundry as others. That's just not in their DNA. Yeah. They're like perfectly fine once a year, yeah. You know, and that's, again, this is about, we're not on the same page. The last couple were on the same page.
Yeah.
You two are not on the same page when it comes to that. So it's not about having him pay you back for services rendered. That's silly.
Try dry cleaning.
That's silly.
Yeah, I'd take it somewhere else.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not in a marriage.
Wash and fold. I mean, they got services.
Mm-hmm. How much
y'all
was that service?
Y'all are treating this way too lightheartedly.
How much
was it? 80?
There's no dollar amount mentioned. I think it's they charge by the pound, though.
Okay.
When I've taken my laundry to get...
I got you. Mm-hmm. Professionally.
Mm, folded. Yeah. But, you know, there's nothing like some good creases.
I don't even
perfectly
know.
Folded.
I don't even know. I know you're trying to use every laundry analogy you can think of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Heavy on
that
starch.
That makes no sense.
And the fitted sheets. Dude, how do you fold a fitted sheet?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
Those sheets that say one size fits all.
All right. I would suggest you both go. If you're willing to go to a professional for grooming services, then I would be saying maybe you're both willing to go for some counseling. They have therapists for that kind of thing. There are books you can read on it. Laundry this passive aggressive having him pay for your grooming, that's just silly. That's not getting to the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, Al made it awkward, Kelly.
Well, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Get it.
Gosh, Al.
Yeah.
Get it.
How dare you,
Al.
We were going to be more grown up in 2019.
Just trying to get the brother.
And here you are dragging me into your joke.
Trying to get the brother in the laundry
room. How dare you bring us down?
You know I can't help myself.
Love letters.
They're stackable.
Love letters to Kelly.
All right.
Oh, man. Thank you, Ann.
I'm tearing up.
You brightened my day.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years. He's a little older than me. We worked together before we started dating, and he has known that children and a family is something I've always wanted in my life. He says, of course, when I bring up kids in marriage. He knows that that's what I want, but I can tell that that's something that he probably doesn't want. And I told him for Christmas this year, all I wanted was just to know that there's a future for us. And I've told him for the last year, I need to know that I'll have some kind of real commitment or I'm leaving. However, my coworkers have told me that ultimatums are not a good idea. But I'd rather him be by my side than not at all. But does that mean I should give up my hopes on a wedding and kids because I have a man that I love? Or should I leave the man I love in hopes to find someone who wants what I want?
Okay, there's a difference between an ultimatum and then telling a man, this is what I'm expecting for myself. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm demanding for myself.
Right.
You demand... By saying I demand is in a relationship, it's not like you got to be wagging your finger and working your neck at his face.
Snapping.
It's like, look, I have given you 4 years of my life, and these are the goals I have for myself. In my future, I see a marriage and babies. You can't give that to me, so I'm going to have to step away. Leave the relationship. You have threatened this man how many times?
Right.
How many times have you like, I'm going to leave if I don't get it for Christmas? What happened?
Yeah.
You're still there. Because you've already shown him you don't follow through. It's all empty threats. And you don't want a man to have to be threatened into popping the question. It happens, unfortunately, a lot. But what you have to do is just draw a line in the sand for yourself and say, I'm done. Honey, how old is she? Did she say?
Mm.
Did she say how old she is?
No.
Your best years of your life for making those babies you dream about, tick.
They
tick,
come and go real
tick,
fast.
Tick. Yeah. It's happening. It's just a fact. I was reading an article this morning. This woman, she's saying, you know, I went to medical school. I put off my dream of having a family. And now here I am. I've got my medical degree. And now here I am struggling to have that baby. It's just a biological thing. You've got to take care of these things. And just quit postponing your dreams for this man who's not running there with you.
Right.
Expect more and demand for more for yourself.
There's someone out there for you.
It might be him.
Want the same things as you.
It might be him. The minute you draw a line and stand up for yourself and say, I'm out of here, and you mean it, and you follow through with it, you watch how fast he panics. Or, best case scenario, you see what he really was about, and he just move on to somebody else.
And you'll find that guy.
You dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
You know,
and you'll find your guy.
You'll find that guy that... you know, it takes time and it doesn't always work in your timetable, but the right person is there for you. But you got to demand that for yourself. Follow through on, Christmas came and went. I didn't get a ring and I want more for myself. So I'm out of here. Sign up for Bumble. Do what you got to do. But yeah, show them you mean business.
Do your thing.
Business.
Solid advice from our love expert, Kelly Raspberry. If you want to write, go to kidnation.com. We got Love Letters to Kelly coming up again on Wednesday. And today's was brought to you by Stamps.com.
Oh, man. Stamps.com. If you are already signed up with Stamps.com, you saw how much this saved you time, stress, money over the holidays.
Right.
But if you want a New Year's resolution you can actually keep, you don't have to go to the post office anymore to send letters and packages. You don't have to stand in line. You can save time and money by using Stamps.com instead. All the amazing services the post office, you can get it from your computer. It's faster. It's more convenient. And, you know, postage rates, they're going to go up again. They are. I read that in the news or somebody sent me a story about that. Well, you still get discounted postage rates with Stamps.com that you can't even get at the post office.
Oh.
So if you want to give it a try, we highly recommend it. Go to Stamps.com. You get a special 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale. When you click on that microphone in the top right corner of Stamps.com and click, type in the word Craddock. That's our special code.
All right.
That's Stamps.com. Enter the code Craddock.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.